We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, fellas, it is your spiritual kickoff episode. I'm excited to be here. Let's get a new week going. And look, we're going to get right into the Word. So this week, we're going to be in the book of Proverbs, okay? Proverbs chapter 18, and just one verse. That's a heavy one. A man's spirit will endure sickness, but a crushed spirit, who can bear? That's tough. We're going to look at this directly. This week, fellas, we're going to get real. It's going to be heavy hitting. It's going to be chock full of truth. The first thing we need to know is, where's the book of Proverbs? Okay, let's not get too far ahead of ourselves, Chris. There you go. Old Testament, fellas, you need to go to the Old Testament, and it's right after the wonderful book of Psalms. Check that out. It's a great practice that we do with the Lion Within Us each and every week, is we encourage you guys to read a proverb a day. So usually there's 31 proverbs, okay? In a typical month, you can get through the entire book. So if it's the first day of the month, you read 1, 2, the second day 2, and so forth and so forth. Now, short months like February, you have 28, 29, things like that, then you have the option. You can read the last couple, or you can just start back over. So it's just a great way to, if you're just looking for something to get started, to get into God's Word on a daily basis, just read a proverb a day. That's a very easy way to get going. And I want you to start off with a question here. Have you ever had a crushed spirit? Have you? Truly a crushed spirit. I'm on full confession here. I felt this way a lot, particularly recently. And I find the more and more I lean into doing this type of work, what God's called me to do, the more the evil one attacks. And after a while, it just wears you out. You just get tired. You just do. You just get tired. I think about some of the meetings I've been in lately where the evil one was just blatantly doing all he could to just completely derail the focus. And often, unfortunately, it worked. I think about some recent decisions that I saw those around me make. And this is in my personal life as well as in other areas. And it just leaves me baffled, angry a lot of times, confused, hurt, all the different things. And I just, guys, it's easy to get a crushed spirit because I look back what's happened over the last several years, you know, since the pandemic and everything. And I can recognize for me, you know, as a creator, I have limited interactions with others. It's just the way it is from time to time. Some days you're heavy in meetings, some days you're not. But isolation, that can get you. And it's a recipe for disaster. And I recognize this. I'm starting to recognize this more and more and more in my life. So I'm having to start engineering things and being intentional about getting that isolation out. Because it doesn't have to stay this way. And as leaders, we can be some of the most influential people on the planet, and yet at the same time, the most lonely. And we are built for community, guys. We're built for community. And we have to get past this surface level stuff and get to the idea, back to the idea of true connection. True connection. And I know that seems like things a long, long time ago, maybe things back in Mayberry. But think about this. How many people in your life truly know who you are? Truly. like who you are as a man. The refrigerator, right, guys? You've heard me talk about that in the past, right? The ones that can just come over to your house, they don't have to ask anything. They can go in the fridge. They can get some milk, a sandwich, whatever they need to do. They're just welcome. How many of those guys? How about the guy that you call at 3 o'clock in the morning? And he picks up his phone. And if you need him, all you're going to hear that dude doing is picking up his keys. That's it. No questions asked. Picking up his keys. Because somehow those relationships and the priority of those relationships have shifted. And now it's about surface level, non-intrusive, you know, cupcake acquaintances, is what I call them. And they only exist when it's convenient for both parties. And you got to think about it. This is your 5 p.m. dudes. So long as you call them before 5 or 6, whatever that number is, they're there for you. But after that, no, they gone. They gone. And I get it. These seasons in life come and go. And it can be hard to be there for anybody to drop a hat. But you got to have a couple dudes that are there that are going to run for you. And I've had to work extremely hard to get, you know, that level of thinking of service level relationships out of my life. Because this stuff is hard. Because it starts with being real, being vulnerable, having accountability, and actually giving a crap and loving the other person. Because if you start doing all that stuff, you start being vulnerable and being transparent and loving other people, it is hard. It's going to drain you. It just is. But it's so worth it. It's so worth it. Because that crushed spirit that this proverb is talking about, you can't manage this stuff alone. It takes others. It takes true, genuine, sincere others to lift you up when you need it. To give you a good kick in your butt when you need it too. And for those guys that you always know, they're going to have your six. You know, you got to have those types of fellas, guys. And think about this for a second, just to make things a little more complicated, because that's the way I feel like going today. Consider this for a second. How are you showing up like this for other people? I'm going to ask that one more time, because I'm sure that flew right over some guys. How are you showing up for others like this? Because this is tough. The reality is that love and relationships is a two-way street. And if you want this in your life, you better be showing up in this way in other people's lives right now. Right now. That means at 3 o'clock in the morning, is anybody going to call you? Maybe don't think about 3 o'clock in the morning, who am I going to call? Think about if 3 o'clock in the morning, if something goes down in somebody's life, in your circle of influence, are they going to call you? Are they going to actually say, you know what, I'm calling that dude because I know he's going to pick up? Or do they think, there ain't no way this bro's going to pick up. I ain't call somebody I can count on. And just let that be a litmus test. And I know for me, I don't have many. I don't have many guys. I figure I could call at 3 o'clock in the morning. But I'm trying to lay more and more seeds to where these guys know they can call me. This actually happened to me and one of my boys a couple of years ago. He butt dialed me at like 2 o'clock in the morning. Guess what? I answered. He's like, holy crap, bro, you answered. I accidentally like rolled over on the phone or something. I'm like, first of all, bro, you call, I answer. Let's just clarify that. Second of all, don't do that again. It's like the boy calling wolf, right? So we have to recognize this. Now, we can all go through seasons in life where the crushing, the things that are going on, can be absolutely unbearable. Think about it. People get sick. They just do. Loved ones die. Children rebel. Finances go up and down. One day you're rocking it, next day it's gone. Yet when we're feeling crushed, it's in those moments where we grow closer to God than we ever could imagine. I know for me, holding my little baby girl, her lifeless body, I know without a shadow of a doubt, it was that moment that drew me closer to God. Just did. Now, do I want to go through it? No. Wish I could hear her laughing right now and watch her playing. I can't. But if it went down, and because it went down, I've clung to him. I cling to him. And it's another example, fellas. It's another reminder for our need. I went through that with my wife. We had other people there that surrounding us that were trying to love us through it. But you got to have a band of warriors to go to battle on your behalf when life hits you like that. You just do. You just do. You got to have that band of warriors. And you need to be that band of warriors. You need to be that warrior to someone else, right? And look, if that's a gap, and you're feeling queasy right now, Chris, this is uncomfortable. This is a little bit too real today. I don't know about this one. Maybe I need to hit next on the podcast. You have that choice. You can hit next on the podcast, and I'll shut up. You won't hear me no more. Or you can recognize that this is a gap, okay? This is one of the first ways to get better at something. You got to recognize there's a gap. And then you need to doggone to do something about it. Do something about it. It means maybe you need to go first and actually pick up the phone call and talk to someone. Schedule that coffee. Schedule that hike, that run, whatever it may be. Leaders go first. Let today be the day you decide to do something instead of just sulking. Right? Don't let that crushed spirit defeat you. Because you need some true relationships out there to weather the storms. Because it's not a matter of if. You know the storms are going to come. It's not... You're either in one, coming out of one, or getting ready to go into one. That's the way storms and trials in life happen. You need others around you. And look, I'm just going to be straight up with you, fellas. If you struggle here with connection and being authentic, start with the line. This is why we built the community, for guys to come together and be real with each other, to have genuine opportunities to serve each other. They help each other. They help each other grow. To be that ear to listen when things just aren't going right. When you and your wife aren't getting along. You and your kids aren't getting along. You and your boss aren't getting along. Whatever it may be. You need a band of warriors beside you. Because you got to be ready to lean in. You got to be ready to be real. You got to be ready to act with intention. If you do all that stuff, you hear me guys talk about unleashing the line within each and every week. That's how you do it. But it's a daily decision. You got to have that support. I got a question for you. How are you going to overcome crushed spirit? Are you going to try to do this on your own? Or are you going to lean into others? Are you going to take some of the things we're going to be teaching this week, some of the things we're going to be exposing you to this week, and apply that to your life? Because if you're walking around and you're feeling defeated and you're feeling like, you know what, there's just no good, those are lies from the evil one, and he's trying to keep you from doing what God's called you to do. And I want to rebuke that crap. I want to get it out of your life. You are built for so much more. That does not define you. You are a brother. I got a lot of girl listeners, too, and a daughter of the King. Let's remember that, okay? Now, to be a brother or daughter, a son or daughter of the King, what do you have to do? Well, you have to know him. You have to have a relationship with him. You have to understand that who Christ is, not just who he is. He has to be Lord, Lord of your life. And that means recognizing a couple things. First of all, you're made in the image of God. You are. You're made in the image of God. Well, Chris, you don't know, man. Like, my image ain't that good. Like, I get it, bro. None of our images are. We were made in the image of God. And he designed you just the way he wanted. What you think are flaws, he's using for perfection. He can use that to glorify and build his kingdom. Look what he's using to this old country boy right here in North Carolina who just decided to lean in to be obedient with the Holy Spirit told him to do. We're sharing the gospel every week. We're helping people have a confidence in who they are as Christians. Is it the top ministry on the planet? No, there's more effective ministries, but it's ours. And we're doing all we can to honor and glorify God each and every day. And I recognize that I am a son of the King. That's my identity. Not Chris, the podcast host. No, son of the King. But then you had this thing called sin enter the world. And it just caused a rift. it ripped the world in half. And sin is anything that separates us from God. When that sin entered the world, things got turned upside down. And all of a sudden, there's a big gap between who God is and who we are. From that moment where he was looking at him face to face, and right there, he breathed the rule of life into him, and we were right. He was right there in that moment with his creator, staring at the face of God, to now, out of the garden, separated, and sin's the barrier. And all sin is the same. Everything, it all keeps us from God. Every piece of it. No matter if you're on death row or in first grade, a viper and a diaper. We're all sinners, every single one of us. And we all fall short of the glory of God. That's just the nature of the world we live in. You have to recognize that. You have to admit that for yourself, that I am a sinner. And I don't need a coach that's going to help me get better. No, I need a savior. I need a savior. I'm a pretty good softball coach. I can teach these girls how to play the game, what to think about when they're on the field. I can't save a single one of them from going to hell. Can't do it. Holy Spirit does the saving. Holy Spirit does the saving. So you're a sinner in need of a savior. So who's the savior? Enter Jesus, who came on that rescue mission for you, for me, for the whole world. Who came? He was born of a virgin. He fulfilled all the prophecies. He taught us. He showed us. He showed us the different parables. He did all the miracles. At the end of the day, he went to the cross to pay the penalty for your sin, for my sin, for the sin of the world. And they crucified him, and he died. He didn't pass out or faint or none of that stuff. He died. Because the penalty of sin is death. And he died. The perfect, spotless lamb. They laid him in a tomb. 3 days later, he rose. He rose. That's the Jesus we serve. And right now, he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. Right now, he is the way, the truth, and the life. No one gets there except through him. He's it. And there is no other name under heaven that's been given among men by which we must be saved. You need a savior, and that savior is Jesus. And so what do you need to do? Better start confessing him as your Lord. Confess him right now. Lord, I need you. I don't know what this week's gonna hold for me. Heck, I don't know what the day's gonna hold for me. But I know I'm tired of doing it by myself. I need you to show me. I just want you to be with me. I want you right now to just guide and direct me. Have your hand on me to show me what you want me to do. And I'm so thankful, God, that you sent Jesus as a savior for me. And I believe in him. I believe that he is the savior of the world. And I'm inviting him into my life. And in that moment, the Holy Spirit is going to come. It's going to indwell. The scales are going to fall off. You're going to be able to see with new eyes. And then at that moment, you got to start making a decision. Are you going to do whatever the Holy Spirit tells you to do? And that's my prayer. I said, you know what? From here on out, I'm making this decision to follow Christ, and I'm going to be obedient to what he's telling me to do. We don't need any lukewarm Christians. We've got plenty of those. We need Christians that are willing to pick up their cross daily, surrender, and follow me. Let's just follow him. And let's just enjoy the journey of following Christ. So if that's you today, and you're ready to confess him as your Lord and Savior, let's pray together. Let's invite him into your life. What better way to get a spiritual kickoff than inviting Christ into your life? So Father, just thank you so much for today, for how good you are to us, for the listener out there who's ready to make that decision to confess you as Lord and Savior. I pray you hear their prayer. I pray you just pour out your special anointing on them right now. I pray you just give them a peace that passes all understanding. I pray you put people in their lives that's going to guide and direct them, that's going to help them grow in their walk with you, Father. I pray that they recognize that they are a son or a daughter of the King right now. I pray they recognize that none of the things they've done in the past define them, that they're not defined by these things. No, the only thing that gets to define them is you, God. And I just pray you just speak to that that to them clearly. Give them wisdom. Give them discernment. Give them people that are going to help guide and direct them, that are going to speak truth into their life. I pray a hedge of protection around them so that the evil one will not have an opportunity to have a toehold in their life at all. I just pray that special protection right now, particularly, Lord, as they're babies, as they're getting started, as they're learning, as they're growing. And I pray you just, again, guide, direct, and let them listen, and then give them courage, courage, courage to take the steps of obedience. We love you, Jesus. We praise you. We thank you for what you do for us on the cross. And we just eagerly await your return. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. So if that's you, you just accepted Christ as your Savior. What a day. What a day. I want to hear from you. Send me an email, chris@thelionwithin.us, because I'm going to hook you up with a bunch of free stuff, some resources, some Bible resources that you need, a Bible study that you need. Heck, I'm going to send you a doggone Bible. I'm going to do whatever I got to do to support and help you get started on your spiritual journey, okay? And also, just want to pray with you and give you a virtual high five. If you're in North Carolina, I'm going to give you a real one. But that's what it's all about, sharing the gospel. Most excited I get every week. I talk to some phenomenal people. All these guests, they're great. All the episodes we record, all the content we create. Sharing the gospel every week never gets old. It blows me away each and every time. Maybe you just need to hear that gospel one more time today. Now, hopefully that did for you. Hopefully, you know, if you're new to the faith, welcome. And if you've been a Christian since Jesus was a little boy, hey, what a good reminder for you. Now get out and you share the gospel. You share the gospel. So come on back on Wednesday, fellas. I'm telling you, this guest on Wednesday is going to be phenomenal. It's a really, really powerful conversation around healing, particularly around that crushed spirit. So I encourage you to come check that out. We spent a lot of time talking about how can we heal? What does that look like? And I'm going to kind of tease one word, transformation. Transformation. Probably not what you're thinking right now. So I want you to come back. I want you to check that out, because we're going to get some practical. We're going to drop the plow. We're going to get you some practical tips on what that transformation can truly look like. Okay. So again, thelionwithin.us. That's thelionwithin.us. We've redesigned the webpage, fellas. Go check that out. Lots of things going on there. Check out our live events. Check out our mission trip that's coming up. All our resources. And of course, the community. Dude, if you're not in the community yet, what are you waiting on? Like, seriously, if you're listening to The Lion Within Us, you haven't checked out the community, at least for a 30-day free trial, why not? I mean, it's literally 30-day free trial. I'm giving it to you for a month because we love you that much, and we also are that confident that what we're building is helping guys. So get off the fence. Go to thelionwithin.us. Get started today. All right, fellas, come on back on Wednesday. Look forward to hanging out with you. Thank you so much for listening. Give a rating and review, all that jazz. Hit us up on YouTube. Hit us up all the social, all those things, fellas. We're out there. We're doing our thing. We'll love to hear from you. Love to connect with you there. Again, send me an email, whatever way you want to get in touch with me. But at the end of the day, whatever you do, unleash the lion within. If you're a man who's looking for greater spiritual guidance into how to become a better leader, finding resources that you can trust and then implement can be daunting. For me personally, I thought it was a lost cause, and I decided to take the action knowing that I wasn't alone. It was because of this wide gap that we created our Lion Within Us community, and the areas that we're helping Christian men grow are incredible. For instance, we built ways for guys to lean in and grow through fun events like our daily spiritual kickoff, where you get that much needed boost directly from God's word. Our Bible studies that always focus on how to discern and apply what we learn. And even our amazing forum where you can speak your mind without fear of getting shut down or judged by the extreme rules of modern day social media. On top of all that, we know that many men want help overcoming issues and becoming stronger in many different areas. That's why we created several mastermind groups where the iron truly sharpens the iron. Our community is about having a growth mindset, accountability, intentionality, and transparency. In other words, just leave fake you at home and come to community just as you are. I fully believe in what we've built. I see the impact it's making on men right now, and I would love to have you check it out. So start your very own 30-day free trial today to see how we can help you be a better leader. So if you're ready to take that first step, head over to thelionwithin.us and get started. Your journey begins here. Visit thelionwithin.us, and I'll see you inside the den.